stop fighting the church. Recently, we've had many series of Jesus Bible stories showing on the TV. My children are grossly engaged in every episode of it. They would always ask me questions while they watched. On one occasion, my younger daughter asked, "Daddy, who took the body of Jesus from the cross? Is it Joseph of Arimathea?" A sincere question inspired me greatly. What would you do to the body of Jesus? This is Destiny Capsules Devotional with Demola Awoyele. Friend, stop fighting the church. Fighting against God or His program on earth is always a futile effort and mostly deadly. Whether you do it unintentionally or not, there are consequences for working against divine purposes. Matthew chapter 18 verse 6. Like the Apostle Paul, God will always provide you an opportunity to repent, but you will need to maximize such opportunity. Acts chapter 9 verse 1 to 6. From Jesus' statement, anything you say or do against the church or believers, you are doing it to Jesus. Matthew 18 verse 5. Notice how Jesus commended people for visiting him in prison, giving him food and clothing, and you will realize how much our act of love and concern for the body touched Jesus directly and deeply. Matthew 25, 35 to 40. The same is true for act of betrayal and sabotage. What would you do to the body of Jesus? Matthew 26, 14 to 16. In the Bible, people had all kinds of interaction with the body of Jesus. The wise men recognized greatness in a little baby, and they came to worship or celebrate him. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. How do you treat the purpose of God in its baby stage? How do you treat a ministry or church that is just starting? What is your attitude towards a man of God who is in the formative stage of his calling and ministry? 2 Timothy 4, 14 to 17. Stop fighting the church. Saul of Tarsus was fighting the church, thinking he was helping God. Acts chapter 9 verse 1 to 2. Sadly, a lot of well-intentioned but ignorant folks are doing the same today. Listen, you can call it whatever you like, but anything you say or do that discredit the church of God or a man of God is tantamount to fighting the church of Jesus and the purpose of God on earth. You cannot kick against the pricks. Acts chapter 9 verse 5. What would you do to the body of Jesus? Mary of Bethany anointed the body. She gave it a beautiful smell. John 11, 1-2 and 12, 1-7. Joseph of Arimathea gave it a befitting burial, saving it from shame. Matthew 27, 57-60. Their names will never be forgotten in eternity. The soldiers buffeted the body. Some spat on it. Others tore his cloth. What about you? Are you building the body of Christ or tearing it down with your words, attitude, and actions? 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9 to 10. Are you giving it a bad smell or beautifying it with your labors and sacrifices? Think about it. I pray for you today that you begin to treasure the body of Christ, and may you contribute to the building of the body as you fulfill your God-given destiny. This is a blessed day for you. Go and win with Jesus. You will succeed. Bye for now.